Hello fam, and welcome to another episode of the Barman's Barbecue, where we slay sacred cows, roast them, and serve them as they hot.
Hi. What up fam?
Happy Easter.
Hey, it is Holy today. Saturday.
It's what?
Holy Saturday.
Wow. What today? Today is Jesus sitting in the grave, Abby.
Yeah. I saw Rich Villodas posted something about like this kind of like a transition period between the old and the new stuff. Like
between my jobs, my current year job to the greater glory.
Yeah.
Sounds like call to glory.
Oh, yes. Well, Jesus was called to glory yesterday. She said he's on the podcast, so say hello to your people. You remember
Hi.
So welcome to Dubaman's Barbecue.
Dubaman baked cake too. Baked cake, and we're eating it.
Yeah.
We're on our second helping.
Do you know that cake. Cake stands for ass too? So if you say you have no cake, you you have no ass.
Oh, I thought it was sex.
No, maybe not. You keep thinking this thing
because sex on the ocean floor, Harry Styles.
Nah, man, there's no cake by the
sorry, ocean. Cake by the ocean floor.
No, cake is ass, man.
Asthma.
Cake is ass, comma man. Cake is ass. Full stop.
So cake by the ocean floor is ass by the ocean floor.
I wouldn't know, but cake means ass. I'm just telling you.
I'm asking, what does it mean, Harry Styles?
I'm going to ask ChatGPT. Let's continue.
So yeah, this is for this episode, I have I think this is a transgenerational because now I'm feeling like is it baby boomer?
I'm a millennial. The multi-generational podcast.
Yes, so we have the delectable
Gen Z representing the Gen Z's.
Yeah, the Texas.
Screaming.
What are we talking about today?
I'm talking about careers, or how we're dumping jobs and finding our real life.
Do
Mama resign? You have resigned, she?
Yes, I did resign. It wasn't easy. And even when I tell people I resigned, they're like, why did you do that?
So why did you do that? Tell us.
Why? So the simple answer is that, the pay was, that's the honest truth, that the pay was not...
Is this a censored podcast?
Yes, you shouldn't miss...
Okay.
Yeah.
So the pay was redacted.
What?
I said the pay was redacted.
You see, they came by there and used the big words up there. While I followed them for Lagos, so the big words.
So I looked at, for those who are not aware, so earlier in the year, I and my young family went through a lot. I sent my article. Did you read it?
Of course, you're
a fan. Yeah, I read that. I sent the article to Father Kenetana today.
Is he always reaching out to you?
Yeah, I just sent it to him. He just replied. He always replies my messages.
God, I want to send to Daniel what?
Yeah, so why did I even send to him? Sir? It's only Saturday and so basically we went through a lot and but then we were really grateful and supported by friends and family. So during the episode I just thought that if the tables were turned and I needed to support my friends who need to raise about 10 million naira. How would I do with my current job?
Yeah, Dubai might need 10 million.
Do you understand? So when I looked at where I was working and what I was earning, so I was like, if a friend of mine needs 10 million, would I be able to give them 1 million naira comfortably? I'd like to, but can I? You know, so when I saw that the job did not promise me such
security.
It's not even give me time to even be there for my friends. At least if I can't even give them money, let me at least have time to be there. But, Nigerian jobs. So you don't have, it's not giving you time and it's not giving you the cash. So I just said it's better that
you bought.
Yeah, just stop for some time so that if my friends need me, I would always be there for them. And then,
don't you need resources to be there for them?
No, so if I don't have the resources to, if I don't have the money to be there, if I don't have money, I think I can be present.
Yeah, time.
I can just be there.
Is you water your car is running on?
Oh, even if it's Trek.
No,
it's
intangible,
No, even if it's Trek. So the thing is that
okay, food to Trek.
But yeah, so at least even a call, I can call them and even so that's
can show up and that's that matters. Yeah.
So I looked at it and so then I then thought that maybe I could take my programming or IT seriously.
So you think, bro?
Yeah, you can say that. So I
say it. You take people.
So
bring tech.
So then I remember when I tendered my resignation, it was a shocker for the company. They were like, they couldn't believe. They were like, we should renegotiate. They want to increase the salary. But as a rule of thumb, anyone who says that, I already made up my mind that even if the offer was to be made, I'd rather stay home, be a house husband.
That you are now.
That I am now. I have a lot of time to read, learn stuff, and just live the soft life you get. So, but of course, my mom, my siblings, they tried to talk me out of it. And a lot of people bought it. Really, I got the blessing from my wife.
God way!
I got the blessing from my wife, then I said, so as long as she's in my corner.
Your crowd!
So I, that kind of gave me the guts to, because of if there's no, let's say, I'm out of work for 3, 4, 5 months and the money has not finished, and to be the wife that will be on my case now, why did you resign? But if she has said that to resign, then
you can say it's
you. But of course, the plan, I had some immediate ideas, I always have ideas as to how I can make, even if it's something to make sure that there is food and stuff in the house. So, and thankfully, we have inverter, so there's power, and I don't then for transportation, I'll not be paying just stay in the house. I'm not going anywhere, so there's no point. So car expenses will be greatly minimized, and but part of the reason for resignation is that and this is what I told my siblings and my mom, that if you want to get into the promised land, you have to leave Egypt.
Words.
If you want to walk on water, you have to get off the boat.
Word,
yeah,
look
so but you can't,
yeah, you
but yeah, so but many times, but for many of us, is that fear that get something first before you resign. So that's the sentiment that even when I attended the resignation, said, do you have something? Don't try this at home. but I chose to just step out by faith that so that's the story of my resignation, and so it's still being written, we do not know what we shall be like.
Pastor Dibamo.
So it's just
Pastor Dibamo, your son in the camp pronounce PDA.
Oh. my dad said this was PZA.
Makes sense.
Anyway, so that's for Misha. And so now the next, my immediate goals, maybe I'm learning Google App Sheet, trying to be badass at writing no-code apps, so that I can build different tech solutions for SMEs in Nigeria. That's what's going down.
Shall we your tech company go? Come on, play. Indian, what's your own story? As your God, he then left Port Harcourt to go to Ghana to school for 1 year and lost to it. Because not to use school that finish.
Plastic every time.
Are you SS?
No, actually I'm not. Even if I were, I didn't think I'd sit on this podcast. What is my future's
value? So you want to deceive your future as well?
I don't know. This girl that has a boyfriend of life, me that I'm not SS. Do I have love of my life?
I'm actually
by AS. Oh, you're depressed. Okay.
Yeah, I'm depressed.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Are you positive?
Wait, you're opposite too?
Yes.
I don't know if you've been God's favorite.
Mine, I don't even know, Steph. I just know that half of the time, for every time, I felt like a fraud. Because I consider myself like a design baby. So it was really hard, like, leaving architecture. I'm never studying, like, spending almost 6 years, you know, struggling, doing all the juries, doing all the work, all the drawings and stuff like that. It seemed like I just abandoned what I was like supposed to do with my life. Mm. It was really hard to convince my parents, because my brother, you know, the struggle now.
Mm.
So as in, it made me pull back or pull away from a lot of my classmates in school, because I'd see them like they're doing a lot of stuff, like, you know, ranging, doing architecture work, and I'm like, I just did here. It felt like I just wasted my life. But so it was crazy, because especially with the fact that. I had like a difficult final year, so I felt like if I couldn't succeed in the field like I claimed to be born for, what was the guarantee that if I perverted it into tech, I would like succeed?
You were born for like
this in my mind. Please, I tell myself, because I enjoy it.
Why did you say that you're born for?
I don't know. I like it so much. I like the idea of creating things, whatever it is. So I love it. I just thinking through things, you know, basically bringing the concept to life.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
But does that happen only in architecture?
No, that's my point. It doesn't happen, but just like an expression. That's the expressions I choose, at least at that point in my life. So it was really difficult. It has been difficult, honestly speaking. Because if I had done it the way I was supposed to do it, or school makes you do it, I wouldn't have been broke. I'm very sure about that. You know. Well, I know what I want to do. And luckily, programming is involved. So it's hard to convince people. I mean, because I don't know if I'm convincing myself or convincing people, because actually they ask me, like, Funesta, why are you not doing this, on that one, are you not serving, are you going to go to an architectural firm, are you going to do your master's? I'm like, where do I start from? How do I explain to people? Hell. It's, I don't know, it's just been hard. It makes me sad sometimes. But we move.
But do you enjoy tech work?
Honestly, no.
Then why do you do it?
So, no, like, I don't enjoy it, yeah. I know that. So, I'm tolerating it because I know this is not the way I want to be doing it.
Do you like tech?
Do I like tech? I like...
Do you like coding?
I don't know if I like coding. I like what coding brought to get.
I don't understand. So, I don't get
it. The sense that you are the god of whatever it is you're doing. So I like that coding gives you that power to do what the hell you want to do.
Yeah.
So I like that thing.
But there are a lot of you that do it.
No. There's something about programming. Like, I decide what my app is going to do. So this thing called nudging. I've been nudged the customer into doing what I want the customer to do with my app.
Mm-hmm.
It's called nudging.
That's not manipulation. But you fancy it. It takes away manipulation.
It's a design term, like this door now, like.
But I don't still don't get. There are many ways you can have that feeling. Like when someone writes and tells a story. They can kill anybody. It's like these Shonda Rhimes of movies. I'm asking, why was it tech that went to give you that feeling?
Okay. Yeah, because I guess that's a part of it is that tech promises more pay.
No, not really. Yeah, because I want to be a computational designer, so tech is part of the way to get.
A what designer?
Computational designer.
Oh,
programming is a prerequisite, so that's why.
So, means an end kind of
thing. Exactly, that's what it is to me. So, I want to be able to do. I want to be able to harness the power of programming in a design sense. That's what I'm talking about. Because personally, me, I just know I cannot be defined by IDs for the rest of my life.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I knew that I could not find my IDs. So I just don't do that. yourself. I think that's it.
So there's nothing consoling in this whole journey for you, that you're saying?
What's consoling in the sense that I'm a badass? Sorry. Okay. So it's because I did it was hard and I put through.
Okay. So, is it like? I'm
proud of myself. Okay. I am proud of myself. It was really difficult. It was new. I think for no background, no nothing.
So like, Java. What's your portfolio like? Like how many codes can you?
Do you want to see my GitHub? I really pushed the shower, but we knew. What's my portfolio like?
No, because I'm like, okay, so for me, yeah, like what I want to do is to just create stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, so so I see a problem, I build it. So I want to talk about the Nava.
You build solution for it.
Yeah, okay, yeah, see a problem, I build solution
for it. Semantics, nice.
Yeah, so Nava talks about different kinds of leverage. Mm-hmm. So there is labor as leverage, money as leverage, capital as leverage. But then there's the new kinds of leverage, code and media. Mm. And the beautiful thing about code and media as leverage is that they are permissionless.
What does that mean?
Like you don't need anybody's permission to use them. And also, the cost of replication is really cheap.
Okay, makes sense.
So let's say I just write one computer program that can solve something, for instance, now WhatsApp is just one program, but Control C, Control V, you have copied a whole WhatsApp code, and so that's why somebody can easily download WhatsApp from the App Store. So all they need there to do is just to build one, and it can be replicated a million people, and that is leverage. And so code can be beautiful and powerful that way. Yeah. So yeah. So, but then it's a journey, yeah, and we do not know what the future would be like. I think it's kind of like an activity of faith.
True.
That and I think it can be scary. That's why for many of us, we can't, we like that security, as opposed to entering into uncertainty.
Yeah.
True.
So because the security that the 9-to-5 promises, the security that, you know,
I need to show promises.
Yeah.
Screaming.
You, what's your...
Me? Mm-hmm. Oh, my story. Broken. God. Oh, my phone. Anyway, I'm turning in my resignation data next week.
But you have a good job that many people would like. Many people would like your job.
So, but she doesn't like it.
Which job is that, please?
I don't know.
The one I'm resigning from.
Yes.
International company that is. There are plenty of red flags. Mm. I have been there with the red flags. And I remember my mom telling me that because you want the money, you'll be there. And you don't see that money, and you got to do the thing that you're supposed to do. And talking about how you have to empty your hand for God to put something inside your hand, I'm like, girl, you're here with this Christianity again. But in the long run, she said that really makes good sense. And I was talking with a lot of my friends, Tony, Flora, Patrick, and everybody's like, is it not time that you start your brand? And I'm turning 30 soon, and I'm like, okay, what do I do with my life? Because I feel like I've been consuming a lot of thoughts at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's time. And I have this thing where I'm like, okay, maybe I want to take like current money from Big Cabal, take 1 month sabbatical and go and do crazy stuff. I don't know, like, you may never get that 1 month free to go and do crazy stuff. It might be just every weekend, like Shonda Rhimes, you come back from work and you write something or make something or whatever. So basically, then I remember Abis telling me that, so the law of non attachment, when something is no more serving you, so let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to pride myself at being someone like, bye, I'm out of here. Like, you're not serving me, I'm out. But there's this money that I'm waiting for in this company, and I've built plenty plans around it. You get? I don't think about it. I'm like, okay, maybe if I stay this 1 month, I'll send email, I'll see it, I'll wait. But, like, you know, yeah, it's just things, yeah. And I'm going to go on. And I feel like the other day, I have probably dissecting how far would have gone if I had been creating content, if I had been serious with this. Because we saw a lot of people, like, on TikTok now. So when I entered TikTok, I saw people that started creating content, like...
What's
not that. The book, yeah. That's fine, husband. That 50%. I think the more people want that.
Audrey.
Hey, like I was even Audrey started making short videos, and the other day I went and she had a lot of followers and things like that. I'm like, is it not me and this babe that is that at the same time, and now she has gone far. So, like, if you had put the work, or if you had left since, or you had started building what you want to build since, and I just realized that I've been preaching a lot from survivorship. Is this survivorship they call it?
Yeah, from survival mode.
Well, yeah, survival mode, and I'm making a lot of wrong career decisions, and I'm like,
and it's totally fine. And this perhaps it has brought you to this place where you now realize that you are enough.
Yeah. And, you get.
You don't have to.
You are.
You don't
I am.
To,
on Thursday, I woke up and I cried so hard because I was feeling like I was not enough. And I tell myself, I'm enough. Into my boss's words, voice, I'm enough. You know, I'm enough. And now that I said that, I was like, you know what? Okay, well, I let you go. And with like, I made that decision to resign, I felt better and I felt at peace. So I'm like, we're going to do this. So. Yeah. As you said, we don't know what it is going to be like in the future.
Yeah, I think that's kind of where we ought to be, of just kind of like that childlike anticipation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, we don't know, but...
Capitalism,
it has me on chokehold, man.
Yeah, so, but I guess, so for me, Sha, part of what... what really helped the decision among the other things is, again, family and friends.
Baby.
Yeah, I'm a trust fund baby, you can say that.
Yeah,
exactly. Family and friends, like, my own. Okay, I mean, so the I was working, forgive me for dragging them. But, but like, I mean, if I was paying for rent for this place, you know, I can't afford to pay for rent in this place like this.
Okay.
With the salary
that
you know,
had,
you know,
sense.
It doesn't.
It's true.
You
like
get,
if I was paying rent,
if I was paying
worse.
Rent, I said, but I'm not paying rent, and yeah, so
at least that burden is off.
Yeah, so but again, that is good for us to remember that we are enough.
Yeah,
and if we stay in, and that's why I feel like, regard, I like the gospel so much, or the gospel,
yeah.
The idea that I am enough. That there's no so in this period, like, you know, a lot of people will be like, oh, they're not religious, or they don't do anything religion, but it's easy to be sucked into religion, like that's why I really talk about that secularity book a lot.
Yeah,
that people just replace one religion for the other.
Mm-hmm.
So you say you're not doing church religion, but you are now overtaken with work religion. So yeah, capitalism is not the basis. So religion is a set of principles by which we measure up.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that says that, okay, if you are this fine, then you you get to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
if you are not working, so there's the religion of work, there's the religion of
work.
Yeah, and so by at this age you should have a child or you should be married.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's another form of religion, you know. So there's a religion of romance too.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know,
let's
you know, love
there,
and
right?
so but the gospel or the idea that you already
Ah,
that Christ in you, that what you, so Christ again is now that idea of what we all aspire to be, or who we all aspire to, or is that paradise or heaven in you.
Mm.
So that heaven you want to go to is already inside. So if you just realize that whatever you're looking for externally is all, has always been within, you know, so from that place you can now be a creator like Eden wants to be through coding or writing. And beautiful things can just come out.
I like the thing you said about religion, because I know, like, that's one of the reasons why I feel like I'm still a Christian. Like, there's something comforting about prayer. Remember, I've not prayed in a long time until you went through that stuff. So I started doing that. I've not prayed in a long time until this moment. She was like, yeah, she too, that she found herself praying the other day. And, like, the other day when I was very sad and I was crying and everything, and I meditated, I felt that meditation helped me. There was one day I woke up and I was very angry with my workplace. I was very angry, but I was very in control. Normally, if I'm very angry like that, I will not shut up. Everybody dies in my way. Like, if you try and joke with me in the office, I'll be like, I'm very shut up. Can't you see my face? You cannot read the room. But I was very in control with my emotions. And the other day, I was like, okay, God, I'm submitting my resignation letter. I don't know what I'm going to do. But, like, there's just something comforting about prayer. And I wonder people who don't practice religion, I just don't wonder what they have. What other things someone can do?
I haven't. I know I was telling you that sometimes I envy how, like, this thing now. I can't do this anymore. I don't know
that I'm asking God for something, but I'm just, it feels comforting talking
to someone that I feel like knows more than me and know that I'm going to be fine.
That's why I come to meet people. So I come to meet people. That's probably my own form of honestly, because I don't say if I'm talking to anyone, I'm talking to myself, I'm talking to somebody that I should know.
No, yeah, I'm talking to Jesus because I just like the concept. Whether it's concept, whether it's a person, whether I don't know, I just like that this God exists like this.
I mean, it's the comfort this to bring. That time we just pray no calamity in my past. You
know, I'm not even praying no calamity.
Till I cannot follow your car.
I'm going to leave it to the universe, to higher power. If I can say it in that kind of term, like, but I'm not going to carry on this body with them because in the end, life is all about learning on the job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the first time for being a parent, then the first time for being an adult, then the first time you go to work. It's just like, you know, I don't know what this new part is going to be, but some more.
Yeah.
You get. Until I have, like, commit my spirit or I commit my whatever.
Yeah, so it's Holy Saturday. Yeah. And then, which is.
I pray to myself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and our own jobs are dead. Mm-hmm. Our own careers are dead. I remember writing with Christ. What is Jesus writing?
Sunday. I bet you
really. Busy Monday.
Sunday.
How don't we celebrate the Ascension?
Good question.
We don't talk about it much. Why?
Well, there's this lady that always talks about it. What's her name? She's Gordon Fee's daughter, Cherith Nodlin Fee. She always talks about the Ascension.
I would like to read on
her. She talks about the Ascension, emphasizing that there is a man in the Godhead. You know, that there's actually a man or a human being, better put. That there's somebody, flesh and bones. And so just round up here because of
time.
And in one of those podcasts that I recorded with Tommy, I talked about how, you know, there's someone who, so we watched, there was a clip on Twitter where a guy wanted to, so someone claimed that the reason why men of God divorce is because of, after they got married to their wives, they now rise in the realm. They now start operating in the angelic realm.
Oh, I think I saw
the angels. So when they are in the angelic realm, and because of this, a scripture that says that the angels neither marry or are given into marriage.
So
that's why, you know, they can no longer operate in the frequency. The beautiful thing about the Ascension, so perhaps maybe I was trying to justify some senior men of God's love. But the beautiful thing about the Ascension is that, so for me, the direction of spiritual growth is from spirit to humanity. Not from humanity to spirit. Yeah, so that is to say that Jesus, the direction that God went, you know, is that from the Christ to becoming Jesus. So that is the direction of growth. Not that from man they are becoming spirit. So many people want to be spiritual, want to be immaterial. But being immaterial is the spirit of the Antichrist. So because of Jesus said that, John said that any spirit that says that Jesus did not come in the flesh is the Antichrist. So the one who denies the humanity of Jesus is Antichrist. So the Christ, the direction of the Christ is from spirit to flesh.
Yeah.
And it's really beautiful. So with these few points of mine, we hope they encourage you.
Thank you.
So just want to encourage you. Yeah, so if you want to resign
and so into our ministries,
So in other words, we have just used this medium to tell you that we don't have work.
Start
that podcast.
Start that podcast.
Divorce that man.
And I'm going to learn French.
Yes, go learn French. I'm learning French.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of The Barman's Barbecue. We hope we are able to provide some answers while raising more questions. It was a pleasure sharing this roasted lamb with you. Remember to rate this podcast, subscribe, and invite your friends to this feast. We love you.